Boneblade Speaks, episode 789, Sleeping Wearables.
Diagnosing issues with your sleep is a very difficult thing. Certain, first of all, you're asleep, so it's hard for you to observe it. And also, in order to gather information about what you're doing when you sleep, there's not really easy ways to do that. In fact, the way that it's done medically is what they call a sleep study. And I just recently did one, and I did another one like 10 years ago, so I kind of knew what to expect. They hook up a bunch of stuff to you and you sleep in a hospital bed. And so you're not in your own bed. You're hooked up to a machine. It's not, I'm sorry, hospitals are not the most comfortable places to sleep, but this is the tools that we have. And yes, it's also very expensive, right? So there's really, it's difficult to diagnose yourself, you know, at least with some degree of medical certainty, what's going on with your sleep, right? There's some things you can do with your iPhone. There's some apps that can kind of help you. Tell you a few things, but certainly nothing that's hooked up to you. There's no wearables, right? And that would actually be something I'd like to see more development on myself, because I'm a very loud snorer, as I'll be the first to admit, and my wife will corroborate that. But there's nothing I can really do short of doing a sleep study to diagnose what's going on. And I think a sleep study is maybe not the most accurate thing, because again, it takes me out of my normal environment to study me. I don't sleep the same way in a hospital bed with a bunch of stuff hooked up to me that I do in my own bed, and that's an issue. So it's one of those things, you know, the act of observing something changes what you're looking at, and it definitely does that with sleep. So there are some wearables starting to come out from the FDA that go a step, we're talking beyond a Fitbit. We want something that actually checks out your heart and can check out things that you're doing. It's because there's a lot of stuff that's hooked up in the with the sleep study. I mean, they check your legs. They have a bunch of electrodes on your head and in various places. They want to see what you're doing. They check your, they want to see how much, what kinds of sleep you're getting and stuff. And there's certainly no wearable that does anywhere near any of that today. I mean, the Fitbit type thing is not going to give you the kind of information you really need to find out just what's wrong. So I think it's, it's definitely an area that's ripe for improvement. There is one wearable device. There's a device called the Sleep Image, but it's not cheap and requires an annual subscription to at least figure out what's going on. For some people that might be useful, but as far as like what would be useful to my doctor, for instance, I think I'm spending a lot of money that wouldn't necessarily be covered by insurance. And this is, again, an area that is useful, right? I mean, heck, if I can get glucometers to check my blood glucose without having to get a prescription, then do it at a reasonable price, my eye health stuff, there's gotta be somebody that's coming up with some sort of device that really can get more information about your sleeping habits and hopefully help you, without talking to a doctor. I mean, obviously, you need to talk to a doctor for some things, right? If you need like a CPAP machine or something like that, which, God, I hope I don't need that. But that's one of those treatments for sleep issues. But at least something that allows individuals or even doctors to better track what treatments are working and what's not, right? Because that's the thing about it. Sleep studies are expensive to do. I mean, it's a whole ordeal, and you're definitely better off if you can actually get be able to monitor it in a different way in your own environment, and maybe get some information or get more information, get the right information. Maybe it's something in the environment that's causing your sleep problems. Who knows? I mean, there's Lots of things we don't understand about sleep. I mean, it's still even debated why we sleep. And certainly when we have trouble sleeping, that's a, you know, there are some accepted treatments for it, but, getting to that point, I think, is that we still got a ways to go before, we really get, wearables that can help sort of either, you know, diagnose or maybe even treat some of these issues. We're a ways from that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.